Well, we are almost done. This is the, today. This is about the only way it could be easier today is if we didn't even meet to begin with. That's because we're ahead of the sections for other instructors. So there's really only one thing I want you to do today. And in your packet, there is a page devoted to the cell cycle, page 10. But this table won't make any sense today because when we got these brand new scopes, these new scopes don't have pointers in the oculars. So there isn't any one particular cell in there that's being pointed to. And therefore, don't try to look for it. Don't follow this page. But the only thing I want you to do is to take a snapshot with your phone of each of the five scopes, the whole field of view. There's going to be hundreds of cells in each one, and they're all in different parts of the cell cycle. I just want you to look at those images. It's a lot easier on a phone because you can move them around and enlarge them, and try to pick out a good example of all the five subphases of mitosis. All right. And so the only thing before I'll let you loose on that is to let's quickly review what those five subphases are and what happens in each one. What is the first phase of mitosis? And the order in which they occur. Well, it looks like we do need review. Prophase, correct. And what is the important thing? Where are the important things going on in prophase? What about inside the nucleus? What's happening? No, that happened in S phase of interphase. In the nucleus in prophase, you see that the chromatin is starting to condense. It hasn't happened so much yet that you can see individual pieces, but you know that it's condensing. You see the thickening of the strands. The nuclear envelope is still intact at that point. All right? What about out in the cytoplasm in prophase? They're duplicated in the S along with the DNA. Right. So there's already two centrosomes out in the cytoplasm. And in prophase, they start polarizing or moving away from each other because the microtubules that are growing from each one are pushing on each other. Okay, that's prophase. What's next? Next phase. Prometaphase. Which means before metaphase. So it's the second phase. Prometaphase, what's happening there?
It continues to get denser while the centrosomes get further away from each other.
That's right. Both of those are right. The centrosomes become fully polarized, so they're on opposite ends of the cell. The mitotic spindle has gotten bigger because those microtubules have grown. And you're right that the chromatin has gotten much more condensed, so now you can see individual chromosomes. You can tell them apart. But that's not the only important things that are happening. There's two really important things left. And that is that the nuclear envelope has disintegrated because it's in the way, right? The reason it's in the way is because of the other important thing that happens, which is the kinetochore microtubules of the mitotic spindle are connecting, making connections to the kinetochores that are on the centromeres of the replicated chromosomes. They can't make that connection with the nuclear envelope still there because it's in the way, right? The spindle is out in the cytoplasm. The chromosomes are in the nucleus, so you have to get that boundary out of the way. But at this point, the connections are made, but the positions of the chromosomes are just wherever. Okay, then we go to the next phase, which is metaphase. What defines metaphase?
Well,
the replicated chromosomes, which each of which consists of two chromatids, yes, they are all aligned. Well, they're all appearing halfway between the two poles. And that position, halfway between the two poles, is called the metaphase plate. So they're somewhere in that plate, all of the replicated chromosomes. And they're able to get there because they've already had their connections made with the kinetochore microtubules that guide them. That's the shortest phase. Easy to recognize when you look at cells because they're all lined up. What's the next phase?
Anaphase,
which is when you finally have something split, right? Mitosis is overall the splitting of the nucleus, but there's no splitting that occurs until anaphase. And what specifically split apart in anaphase of mitosis? Yes, specifically the two sister chromatids that make up one replicated chromosome separate from each other. And once they separate, which is in anaphase, we no longer call them sister chromatids, right? Because they're each of them is on its own. What do we call them after they're split? Daughter chromosomes, yes. They are chromosomes in their own right, but chromosomes that are big enough for just one cell, which is what they're going to go to, one cell or the other that's about to be created. So each of the two, not only do they separate, but in anaphase, each daughter chromosome is going to head toward one pole or the other, depending on which kinetochore microtubule it was connected to when the connection was made back in prometaphase. All right? Then the final subphase of mitosis. That's telophase. Named for the fact that they get as far, which is what telo means, as they're going to get. They being the collections of daughter chromosomes. You have one collection that are going toward one pole. They're going to end up in one cell. And the other collection, which is an exact copy of the other collection, is going to move to the other pole to become part of the other cell. Not only do they move, I mean, not only do they get to their destination, but each collection of daughter chromosomes then has a nuclear envelope form around it to become a new nucleus. And at that point, one cell, what is still technically one cell, has two nuclei. Now that's officially the end of mitosis, but what is happening at the same time as telophase? Cytokinesis, which is not part of mitosis, but is part of cell division. Cytokinesis is what? Right, division of the cytoplasm. Whereas mitosis, including the five subphases we just went through, is division of the nucleus and its contents. All right? So, just take your... You don't have to check these with me. Just, you can if you want, but go ahead and take your pictures and try to spot them. Do all five because you won't necessarily get a perfect example of each one on just one. But you should be able to use all five to get good examples, at least one, of all five subphases.